this is Senator Al Simpson. The situation in Israeli-occupied territories cries out for a solution. Will Ted Kennedy work with the administration to end the violence? We'll face off after this. Ted, Israeli Prime Minister Shamir has just visited with President Reagan and key congressional leaders. He comes up short in supporting an important plan for peace. Secretary Shultz has offered a precise plan to bring about direct negotiations among all the parties in the Middle East. Our nation calls for Israel to withdraw from some of the occupied territories. It's been tagged as the Land for Peace component, and it's a most important one. The rich frustration and deep despair of the Arabs living in Israeli-occupied territories has only led to increasing violence. Israel does have very honest and legitimate security interests there, but it cannot be stubborn and inflexible when it comes to finding a peaceful solution. And you have to help too, Ted.
Al, you and I were co-signers of that 30-senator letter to Secretary Shultz the other day, supporting his far-reaching peace plan for the Middle East. We criticized the PLO and Arab nations for their intransigence, and we urged Prime Minister Shamir of Israel to be flexible in considering the possibility of achieving a permanent settlement of the conflict by exchanging land for peace. One thing land for peace does not mean, Al, is peace at any price. An essential ingredient of the U.S. plan is that no compromise will be acceptable unless it guarantees secure and defensible borders for Israel. Israel is not a threat to peace in the Middle East. The PLO and Arab nations are. It is long past time for those countries, all of them, to renounce their support for terrorism and make their peace with Israel. The Shultz plan is a realistic way forward, Al, for anyone seeking genuine peace. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on Satellites for Star Schools. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.